Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Fearless Thinking, a podcast designed to help you navigate authentic leadership and the entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and these are my thoughts, lessons, and insights from my entrepreneurial journey into coaching, workshops, motivational speaking, and of course, what I picked up from interviews with inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs along the way. My mission is to help people unlock their untapped potential by using fear as a catalyst for powerful change and growth, so they can step into the greatest version of their most authentic selves. All right, let's get into some fearless thinking. Hey, fearless thinkers. We're back. Episode 20. It's Friday. I'm in my little beep-up. Oh, there's beep-up. My little European motor scooter shirt that I got in Italy last year. Oh, God. But I'm not here to talk about Italy. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll do an episode where we can talk about Italy. What did I say? My name's Michael DeVue. I'm your host of Fearless Thinking. I always get lost, so I don't do those intros right. But anyway, Fearless Thinking episode 20, The Power of Consistent Commitment. You know, when we look at the cornerstone of impactful mentoring, as leaders and entrepreneurs and stuff, I think one of the things you need to remember too is that when you step on that journey, you're already mentoring, you're already leading. Whether you want to or not, people are looking up to you. People are listening to you. And the cornerstone of good leadership and mentorship, right, is a commitment and availability. Being there for your mentee, being there for your team consistently and wholeheartedly is the fuel that propels their growth and ignites the transformative power of mentorship. Mentorship for me is kind of like, it's kind of like where entrepreneurship and leadership graduate, you know? You kind of become the wisdom on the hill. You know, you take all of that stuff that you're doing, but you're putting it actively into one individual that you really want to help succeed and thrive. You're learning from your mentee about the journey that they're on. It helps you become a better leader, a better mentor, and you're actually giving back in a much more one-on-one impactful way. If you imagine, you know, that there's a young entrepreneur, you know, who is holding a flickering candle, right? This symbolizes their fledgling little business idea that they have. And you know how that feels, you know, when you're first starting out and you've got that idea and it's precious to you and valuable to you. And you just do everything you can to keep that candle lit, that idea lit. You know, your constant commitment is the wind that transforms this little flame into a steady beacon and guides them on their path to success as a mentor. You know, if we imagine our entrepreneur, our little mentee, our young mentee, or even if they're an older mentee, you know, struggling along and alone their journey with their candle dimming and they're isolated and alone, they lack consistent support, they lack the environment that they need to thrive in, this can leave them feeling very lost and uncertain, and it can hinder their entrepreneurial journey. And I think we've all been there, and we understand what that feels like, and fear of being overburdened, that you're alone and isolated, or the belief that, you know, mentoring is a casual commitment can hold you back really from showing up fully. And that's not really fair to you or the mentee. But if we reframe the fear and look at it as an opportunity to actually empower the next generation of entrepreneurs, we get to have that opportunity. We get to empower them to take bigger strides and to thrive farther, faster, better together that we didn't have. Right? That's a big opportunity. You know, if we reframe this so that we understand that we're fostering a more inclusive environment, a diverse entrepreneurial landscape, and creating a ripple effect of success and change and impact that benefits everyone, right? So part of your commitment and the power of being consistent is regularly scheduled meetings. Now, we know on our calendar that we can move things around very quickly and shift them all the time. We always push ourselves to the last. And if we're being really good entrepreneurs and good leaders and good mentors, we're sticking to our guns and we are saying no and having those healthy boundaries to make sure that what's on our calendar stays productive and real for us, you know, that it's good quality meetings that we're having. And one of those is to block out dedicated time on your calendar for regular meetings with your mentee, showing respect by being there and being available at the time that you've both committed to ensures consistent support and being accessible between meetings. Now, this is tough, but you have to remember, when you're having a relationship with a mentee, you're not just bringing on a new client. You're not just taking on a new job. You're not just, you know, this is a longer, different type of commitment, right? Establish that you will have some clear communication channels available for your mentee that are between your regular meetings for quick check-ins. Use Vox or use Slack or use a dedicated WhatsApp channel. Make it something that's not just by, you know, maybe it's not just your phone, but it's there because it's they understand that when they access that channel and they want to make an ask, it's for a very, very good reason and you will respond. Third, celebrate your milestones with them. Being present for your mentee's victories, whether they're big or small, reinforces their confidence and strengthens your bond. We all know that getting to the top of the mountain, every single step all the way up is as valuable as every other step. The big leaps and bounds, they're not any more different. They're not any more valuable than the small little steps that we had to take. Those are crucial to getting to the top of the mountain, right? You didn't just leap and fly up there. You took tiny steps, and it was you on that road and that arduous journey. It was you there doing it. If your mentor is there with you, if you're mentoring a mentee, recognizing those small wins and victories, those small steps, is crucial and valuable to their self-worth and integrity. Embrace flexibility. Life happens. Yes, we know. Gosh, it wouldn't be life if it wasn't, you know, happening all the time, especially when you invite new opportunities on your path. That's going to also invite new challenges, right? So we have to be flexible. We have to be willing to adjust our schedules, of course, and then occasionally accommodate those unforeseen circumstances. Adaptability and resiliency is built by taking that on as a practice and knowing when and how to adapt and adopt change. But when these things pop up, but also be flexible and cool about it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to stress you out. Doesn't have to burden you, but just be flexible. And the deeper impact that you can have on your mentee with your consistent availability allows you to build a deeper connection with them, leading to a more impactful experience for you both. It also increases confidence. You know, that's crucial for a mentee coming up through the ranks. That's crucial for them on their journey, anyone along their journey. Learning how to increase their confidence and knowing that they have a reliable source of support can empower them, your mentee, to take risks they might not have taken before, to navigate those challenges ahead of them with greater confidence. One of the other benefits, you know, is creating a psychologically safe environment for your mentee to share within. Knowing that your mentor is consistently and constantly available creates a safe space for open communication and honest exploration of all your ideas, especially for aspiring entrepreneurs and mentees from underrepresented backgrounds. They need that, and you could provide that for them. Increased accessibility. Consistent accessibility ensures that everyone, regardless of their background or their schedule, has the opportunity to benefit from strong mentorship and benefit from you. Understand that when you make this commitment on the road of becoming a mentor, that's going to be something you're going to have to contend with and you will need to be available for and committed to doing, because it's just a very different type of relationship. You're giving of yourself to others, and not in demand. You are giving of yourself. You're gifting of your genius and your brilliance and your wonderful world of experience that you have for someone else so that they can benefit from it. So yes, increased accessibility is going to be sort of part of that journey for you. So be prepared that that's an expectation and that you should deliver on that fairly and equitably. Mentorship is a privilege. I think I just pointed that out. It is a privilege. But it is a responsibility that you have, that you're giving and you're taking on. You're not swearing an oath on a Bible, but you know, you are making a commitment to an individual that you are privileged to be a part of impacting their lives. And by being consistently dedicated and available for them, you become a guiding light for your mentee, illuminating their path to success and fulfilling their entrepreneurial journey. Remember, your commitment is more than just your time. It's an investment of your energy, you know, your years of training and skills and experiences in the future of a mentee and their entrepreneurial journey. It's an investment in the future of entrepreneurship as a whole and the landscape that we all exist in. You know, speaking of all of this, and it's Friday, so I'm going to do my little plug. I am building the Ascend Hub, and this is a mentor-mentee environment. This is an environment for all aspiring entrepreneurs, leaders, and mentors who want to come together, to collaborate together, to build together, to dream together, to support one another, where the likes and subscribes and the follows that just aren't cutting it any longer, and the platforms where you're burning out your passion, your talent, your time, and your attention on these things, where they're just using it to buy more ad dollars. Come over to the Ascend Hub. Check us out. This is launching in August of 2024, and it is going to be an impactful, brilliant space where I'm bringing in leaders from all different walks of life, mentors from all walks of life, and we are building a space where you can get help along your entrepreneurial journey, your aspiring mentor journey, your leadership journey. And we'll be there for you, creating the content, the resource library, the workshops, the coaching, you name it, we're going to do it. It's going to be in there. It's Ragu, like I said. It's Ragu. So remember, consistency is the key. Keep showing up. Keep supporting the people you love, your mentors, your mentees. Support one another and keep igniting that flame of the entrepreneurial potential. This concludes a week of fearless thinking and our commitment to helping you have a better, fearless journey every step of the way. Remember, learning never ends. We're learners. We're human. That's what we love to do. So keep listening for more inspiring content from yours truly, Michael DeVue at Fearless Thinking. Ooh, it is Friday. Go into the weekend, everybody. Have a fantastic, wonderful time. Take some balance and some of that energy and put it back into yourself this weekend, you know, and maybe do a little bit of fearless thinking. All right, that's enough for me. Bye, everybody. Take care.